Celebrating Halloween safely means no trick-or-treating or holiday parties. Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin and Governor Ned Lamont both agree on those points. And joining us right now is Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin. Mr. Mayor, no Halloween.
I know, the Grinch who stole Halloween.
Oh, that's a good film. I hope Tim Burton can produce it.
But seriously, you're trying to err on the side of caution. You're not saying not to celebrate in your own little bubble, but going around in giant groups from house to house just isn't a good thing to do this year.
No, that's right. Look, this is a year when we've had to do so many things differently, and Halloween is one of those things we got to do differently. Halloween is always a great night in the city of Hartford, but what that normally means is that we've got thousands and thousands of kids out, families out, groups out, and if you've gone trick-or-treating with kids, you know it's pretty hard to keep those kids from gathering together in groups or piling around that candy bucket. It's just not the safe thing to do this year. So we're saying definitely celebrate, you know, wear your costumes, have a movie night, do a scavenger hunt at home. There's a thousand things you can do. Just don't do traditional trick-or-treating this year.
Now, Mr. Mayor, did you already buy your candy this year? What are you going to do with it now? Because I'm just going to say I'll come by and pick it up.
It's a deal.
Okay, Salt and I, we want you to role play with us and pretend he's your brother and I'm your sister and we're both pain in the ass family members. Mm-hmm. And you have to let us know that we can't come to your house this year for Thanksgiving or Halloween. And this is really helpful for other people because I know they're going to have to make that phone call soon. So go ahead and let us off the hook.
You're my brother. You say you're my sister?
Yep.
Is that the role play?
Yeah.
I'll be the sister if you want. It doesn't matter.
And I can be the brother.
However you want. Yeah.
It's 2020.
Look, what I'd say is if you can't come over and ring the doorbell, we're not going to be going out and knocking on doors this year.
This is not fair, Luke. I hosted Thanksgiving last year, and I thought this year was going to be your year. And, you know, I fried a turkey. I went out and I got the good cranberries. But no, now this year, you can run a major American city, but you can't have your family over for Thanksgiving. Wow.
But here's the deal. I promise for Thanksgiving, I'll bring you a huge bag of Kit Kats for Thanksgiving. How about
that? Is that really going to happen? Or are you just gonna ask the police chief to drop it off of my house or something like that? Will I even get a chance to see you this holiday?
You can pick it up at police headquarters.
And they'll take you to a room of your own.
Just make sure you set aside enough time.
On a serious note, I was planning on voting in person, Mr. Mayor, but then I had a health change, and I realized I'm going to have to vote absentee. I scrambled last minute. I still had my form to fill out to request my ballot. It should be here today. What is your advice to people who have, like, these last-minute changes where now they find out they have to vote by mail, and we're just a few days away?
I'm so glad you asked that. So, look, here's what I would say. There's a bunch of different ways to vote. I would not recommend putting your ballot in the mail right now. When you get your ballot, fill it out and then drop it in one of the drop boxes. The easiest ones to remember are right outside City Hall. So 550 Main Street, you got two, you know, ballot boxes, drop boxes right there. That's how I voted in the primary. It was the easiest voting I've ever done. So fill out your ballot, drive by, drop it in the box outside of City Hall. We've also got one down at the South End Senior Wellness Center, one up at the Albany Avenue Library Branch. But the City Hall one is probably the easiest to remember. So that's one thing. But there are other ways to vote too. You know, if you want to cast your vote now and you haven't requested an absentee ballot yet, you can go to City Hall today and request that ballot and actually cast your vote today. We've had hundreds of people coming in every day to cast their votes in City Hall. So that's another way that you can do it. Obviously, that's in person in a way, but it's avoiding big lines and crowds that you might see on election day. The other thing that's really important for people to know is even if you have not registered to vote yet, you can still vote on election day. At City Hall, you can register and vote same day on election day. City Hall is the only place you can do that, but if you have not yet registered, go down to City Hall and register and vote. So again, you can vote today at City Hall. You can get that absentee ballot and then put it in one of the drop boxes. You can vote at your voting precinct on election day, or you can come down and do election day registration at City Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and we also hope, and I know you hope this too, that come November 4th, we can start healing this country and that no matter who you voted for, that we can be kind to each other. And so make your plans to vote, make your plans to celebrate your holidays with a very small group of people, and Salt and I are expecting I want a box of wine and he wants a case of beer, since we're not coming to your house.
Well, maybe, you know, maybe when we get these coronavirus numbers back down, we can come and sit in Bushnell Park together and have that box of wine or chocolate.
Love it. We'll brown bag it. Sounds good.
It's a date. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks both. Take care. Be safe. Be well.